about Nira twice. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Amor HaKohanim, Yomar Torah Vayim. So Rashi quotes from the Sidra, why does it say twice, Amor Yomar Torah? It must mean, Amor HaKohanim, you should tell a Kohanim, Yomar Torah Vayim, that they should tell their children. And that is made time of Yomar. Tell them to tell them. Tell the Gdolim to tell the Tanim that they shouldn't be the Tanim. What does this mean? V'haz Gdolim alak Tanim. What does it mean? Dina Chinuch. Dina Chinuch, Adar. Malah Shel Tzad is born with Beis Ahab and Zachas Berach Hashem. Dina Chinuch is a Dinda Reiser. The Gemara says, Chinuch is Dina Rabbonon. That means a different thing, that I have to give my child a kosher lulav, that I have to sit in a kosher sukkah. First, that in sukkah, because the chinuch requires it to be a kosher sukkah. And the Yisroel points out that not Gemara see that the purpose of chinuch has to be kosher for the mitzvah, just a machlech, it's going to mitzvah lachemana. The Guru has the emotional and I think the whole proof of what the shayt is. But that didn't belong to the Rabbonon, but the fact that the parents have to be mechanic their children. Matamos has been able to tell them, a lot of them could be their raisa. What does it tell me over here? Another market, the Gemara says, well, how's it there in Malachtanin? That it's also supposed to be a Dhamma. Not only do I have to tell a child, if I'm a Kohen, so my son is also a Kohen. And not only do I have to tell him how that is a kind of a mason, and I show him that this is a mason, this is a chai, this is an ohel, and this is a, maybe it's a thing, this is a thing, I have to teach him Mishnah Zahor. I have to explain to him what the dinim are. That's not enough. There's another din, v'hazik gavim alatana, and the Gemara learns out the Yevamos, from the first half of Perek Cherish, from this passage, that the parents are forbidden, that the gavim are forbidden to be mitame diktan. That even if one should assume that Kodmech on the day of the same days in the food and half Risha, that if I see a little kid who's eating trade for food, I'm not looking to stop him. If it's my son, that is a machloikis. But if it's someone else's child, I see someone else's child doing an aver. He's being the Hal Shabbos, he's eating trade for food, or he's doing whatever. He's being the Tom of the Mace, he's a plain cut, he's being the Tom of the Mace. I don't have to be mafishing, but we're supposed to be Odayim, that's us, that I should feed him the trade for food, They say trade for their rice. So that's the Yisud Derais. Emo V'amar, from Azib Del Matan, it's also the source of the Derais.
Which say nowadays no air for a man to use a field cuts and carries on it for them to go to Azib?
If there's no air.
And you said that they give him the cuts, and so see some other carrier, he'll carry for you to house.
He carries for me, that's a different...
I'm sorry, he carries for me.
He carries for himself, oh. See, if it's a Yishud Derais Derais, and I give the child something that he should do an Aveir Deraisa with it, so that's off the task, just learn that from his passing, but that's an issue. That's a further question in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Dalet Mem, or the Shabbos, that's the last Simen in the Chedah Gimel of Mishnah Berurah, that's when the Chabah has all his din, the Mishnah Berurah has a little bit, these halachas of Chinuch HaKtanim also was supposed to be Adan. So the Gemara only says that it's also was supposed to be Adan, the Gemara learns out on three things that it's also was supposed to be Adan, on Tumah, on Shrotzim, and on Da. There are three tzukim. The Gemara says, why do I need three tzukim? Wouldn't I be able to learn one from the other? The Gemara says, no. I wouldn't have known one from the other. Now they have all the three tzukim. So I learn a Tzad HaShorosh of Rahim, that in all these three terms, it's also was supposed to be Adan. So they were in the Mephoshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a Machlokes of Rishonim, some hold that the din of Osir was supposed to be Adayim, that you're not allowed to feed the child. So it's not feeling like the Adayim. To stop in his mouth. Right. Some of the top, it was supposed to feed, right? To stop in the child's mouth, case of food. So it was supposed to be Adayim, it's Osir on these three. What about on all other Rishonim, the Rishonim, you offer the Rishonim, so that's a Machlokes. Then Rishonim hold the meal, because the Rishonim hold that the Yisra Derais of Lois HaFinah that the Kotli Adayim is only on these three, Dam, Shuotim, and Tumim. But on all other Yisra Derais, it's only Rabbon. And the Pashtus in the Gemara, and the Pashtus the most of the Poskim is that it's a Din Derais, that it's an Yisra Derais of Lois HaFinah Adayim and anything. What about if it's only an Yisra Derais of Rabbon? What if the Trinitus is only Yisra Derais of Rabbon? Kol HaVakum. Let's say the parents don't drink Kol HaVakum, are they allowed to give Kol HaVakum to their children? They hold that it's really awesome. If they do it at a Midas Fasidus, so not included to Midas Fasidus to the children. But let's say they hold that Kolobakum is really trade, so they permit, are they permitted to give, let's say, trade for, what they consider trade for milk, or trade for cheese, Minas Fasidus, trade for food, that's only trade for the Rabbanon, are they permitted to give it to their children? So that's a machloek with the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says that Lois HaFin Ledi Adayim applies even to Yisrael the Rabbanon, and all of the Rashba and all the other Mishraim disagree. Achrayim have truth about this, what they did. The Mechaber, as usual, quotes the Rambam, it's in the Shin Dalet Mem, and he quotes the Rambam, and that the din of less apina levi yadayim, that you're not permitted to give the child any traitors or encourage the child to do any iser, applies whether it's an iser deraisa or an iser derabanan. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes there that many poskim ameka, like the that some poskim ameka, what should this be there, but some poskim ameka, like the Rashba, that an iser derabanan is apina levi yadayim. What Pesach we discussed, that even if one should hold like the Rambam, like the Mechaberites, that Nisa de Rabbanon is less Afim and Abiyatan, what if it's not even a Nisa de Rabbanon? What if it's only a Nisa Mitam Minhav, like Kitnias? I buy candy for Pesach and it's all Kitnias. I have ice cream and I have Shemi Kitnias, whatever. There's no form of the rice and no form of the Rabbanon. The worst that has is Kitnias, and Kitnias only a Minig. Rabbi Yosef has a truth. He says that if the kids are before Bar Mitzvah, so then there's no Nisa of less Afim and Abiyatan. You tell him, you have to have chinuch on minhag moses. You tell him, look here, kid, when you become bar mitzvah, next year you're going to be bar mitzvah on Pesach. You're not allowed to eat this stuff, just like I don't need it, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the din of chinuch. You have chinuch on minhag moses. The Gemara says in Yitman that the apotropa shall I seimim have to spend the seimim's money to make a sukkah for them, and to buy lula for them, and to get hoshinus for them. Because some say that the posh of shatni gemara by hoshinus is hoshinus for plop and hoshinus. It doesn't mean hoshinus for the dalud minim and the lula. Means Hashanah is for the minig of Hashanah. Gemara says Hashanah is only a minig, it's not a din d'rabban. Gemara in Sukkah, Daf and Vav, has a shayla. Machlokes the Samaron, whether shaking the Hashanah and Hashanah Rab is a minig nevi'im or it's a takonis nevi'im. We pass the maskana that it's a minig nevi'im. Nevertheless, the Gemara says there's a din of cleanup. Yeah, there's a din of cleanup, but is there a din of lo sachin alei biyadayi? If something's forbidden, it's a minig, if you say that it's also to give it to the child. So Rav Avadya says, no, at today kach. Even the Rambam didn't go so far, just said he's still in the Rabban. And hug not. Let's say to wait 6 hours between pleasures and work. That's only a minhag. The Gemara says, only a minhag.
So
you have to tell the children, when I'll be by mitzvah, they shouldn't eat milk within 6 hours after pleasures, but 3 hours, whatever the minhag is. But there's no din of also the supposed to be all done. Because it's only a minhag. So
therefore, would the younger man focus the Rambam and the Rashi eat like a chicken cheeseburger?
The chicken and color is on the street. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Shochanah says that you're not allowed to. Shochanah passes like the Rambam. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there was some who are making.
The
Mokam Atzorah, crazy, can you make? Let's say it's very expensive to keep on buying the quality syrup. And see if the guy can afford it, it's tough. But if he's a poor man to begin with, usually the Gemara says the poor get poor and the rich get richer. That's what the Gemara says in Achayim. Also, Amiya, Azlan, is the next big leg. So the poor people are the ones who are using a follow up, and so they're going to go buy chalitza for their children also. That's the Shas of Kach. So the thing is that you can rely on the Kredin, you can rely on the Rajbon, the Rabbi Rishonim, the Rabbi Yisrael, the Rabbon, and there's Mutal is supposed to be there. Maybe later? Später. Not the middle of the cliff. Okay. You leave lunchtime. At 12:30. At 12:30 when it closes. Zaitchim Rebarabi. Do you read or not? Guys. Uloi Keach Sami. Sinishke Mitzitz again. It's a great. Are you Jewish? I don't know. Can I miss him? Yes. What do you say, 6 hours of a minute?
So
what's the name? No, it's an extension of the puzzle. The puzzle is only a certain day, right?
Wait,
is
there some sort of apologies whether Yisroel Drabbanan had there some sort of issue with the Raisa to do Yisroel Drabbanan?
Yeah, yeah.
So if that's so, could this also be the Raisa?
Could be. Either Raman or Shitasa, that he has a Rabbanan about the Raisa? Could be. Could be.
I mean, not necessarily specific to Raisa, but this is a very general issue.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to give
these children. Could be. There is a machlokes that unfortunately very gave a dinner. So there is halacha, Basel is thought to be a dime is limited up to a cotton who will be bodech lao chiyuva. What about if a person has a chelish or a sheita? and the doctor don't see, let's say, a shaita means a deranged child, shaita means a retarded child, and never become a bar to you, but the doctors don't see that the child will ever become normal. So there's no chiyuv of chinuch, you have to go teach the child about the din of Shabbos and kashrus, there's no din of chinuch. And that would become Yisroel. The only shaita is, am I permitted to give a trade for food? What about the din of Asur was supposed to be Olam? So the din of Asur was supposed to be Olam is not limited out to a person who's a bar chinuch. Even to a little baby, even to a little baby who can't understand anything, there's still a din, you're not allowed to give the baby trade for food. Trade for the rice, then comes to the ram, even trade for the rabban. So what if the child is a cherish or a shaita, and he'll never become Bola Klafu Yisroel? Maybe even though the din of Asher was supposed to be a diamond applies even to a cousin who's mamish Tina Gomor, who's not a bar chinam. True, that does apply. Maybe somehow it's an aspect of chinam. But maybe if the child was one will never be born, maybe then there's no din bechlal of Asher was supposed to be a diamond. So that's what the Rebbe Yehuda's son has in his tshuva, Shitas Tzion. He discovered an Issa Behetta. In the Sefer Issa Behetta that they quote on every other page in the Yerudei, Issa Behetta by the Rabbi Yoyne. Not the famous Rabbi Yoyne, by another Rabbi Yoyne. One of the early Akhenim, Rabbeinu Yonah. And on the first page, they write by Rabbeinu Yonah, we can run them. No, by a different Rabbeinu Yonah. So, in the Sefer Issa Behetta, he writes a lashon that also was supposed to be a dime as an aspect of Chinuch. Because it'll be born a lot of fields later. So the Shiva Tzion passed into a dinner that if the child went up, a person, not a child, but it's a grown person. And the Chayrish of a Shaitan, the doctors don't see any way to straighten the person out. Then he passed into this mutter was supposed to be about. But some Shaitan has a tshuva where he quotes this tshuva Shiva Tzion. And he said, he disagrees, he discovered a Rajbo, a Gittin. A Rajbo in the middle of Perik on his own. The Chassam Sofer, and the tshuva, where he quotes the Shiva Tzion and he disagrees with it, based on a Rajbo in Gittin. Rajbo in Gittin is by the Apotropos, and the Perek HaNezokim, where the Rajbo talks about the Apotropos, his obligation to Nachash, to Nachash, and that's a deep tefil. So the Tanakh, in the middle of a long Rajbo, he has one line, apropos to nothing, where he writes that the din of also the supposed to be done in place, they didn't have a cherish in a. If you would want to look it up, you would think, where are you going to look it up? If you're bummed, and you would never dream to look it up over there. Just because Hamsad happened to be a bummed, he knew all the Rajbo. He found a needle in the haystack. One line in the Rajbo that's apropos to nothing else that he's talking about on that. That has nothing to do with that. Just happens to say exactly not like the Shiva. So that's Hamsad. He says, even though the din of Asa was spoken in 1513, it was a lot barking, or even though he's a baby, it's not Shiva in the Hanukkah, but still he writes these. Of course, he should have to write that it's an aspect of Tina. Somehow to train himself as later, some form of training. It's an aspect of Tina even at such a young age. Even as late as you have for this Tina he issued you. This aspect of Tina applies to him. So he says, but if he's a person who's not going to be a Bar Yuva later, then so you don't even have this aspect of Tina. Why a shelter will never be, and never be called a chalal for yoga. So there's never any chiyuv chinuch on any shelter. There's only a shelter.
The shelter double and you understand the chalal.
Ah, you mean what if he's only a shelter for one thing? The shelter basically thinks that he's Napoleon, but he thinks Napoleon was Jewish and he's chayv all the mitzvahs. So whether that's the question whether he's a shelter or not, that's a different thing. If he's a shelter, then he's part of the chalal mitzvahs. Then there's not chinuch. If he's not a shelter, then he's chayv in the mitzvahs. That's a different thing.
What about
the
Kiddush? How much of
the Kiddush
does the person have to be?
How retarded does the person have to be? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my family used to say years ago, used to say that person is just slightly retarded. 50% of the Kotelnik is in America. On one occasion he said, that's all the presidents of all the shuls. So what are you going to say? The rabbi has the rabbi has to. No, the pastor says that it means that he doesn't have the seichel of a 13-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl. What do you mean doesn't have to say, so let's say a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old girl or boy understands about Regan, about Libya, about about trefa vinegar and all kinds of things. You understand a lot of things. That, you don't have to understand that. The person says just has to understand whether things are contradictory or they shtim, whether two statements, like they have aptitude tests, not aptitude tests, they have IQ tests. Some aspects of the IQ tests, they test you on Shakespeare, they test you on literature and world literature, so that the kid doesn't have to know to be called a bardak. They just have to understand whether statements are contradictory or whether things follow logically or they're absolutely unrelated. You know whether things are seisar or hafokim and so on. It doesn't have to know, it doesn't have to have such a hecker, it doesn't have to have such a memory. Normal people have a memory. If a person has a very shvach memory, doesn't remember, but so that's not called a lot by them. Perish means such a retarded person, so retarded that he won't understand whether things are contradictory or not.
Many retarded people have a tremendous memory.
They don't organize it, yeah. So that doesn't help. That's not called a guy now. There is a Gemara in Nidon, the first daf in Benayis Kusim, where the Gemara says that once a woman gave birth to a baby, and a baby girl, and the baby girl became a Nidon, and she was born. And the mother couldn't go to mikveh until 14 days after the baby is born. She had a baby boy, so she goes to mikveh after 7 days. She has a baby girl, she has to wait 14 days. And the baby, they were makel after 7 days. So the Gemara says that they were makel the baby a week before they were before the mother was taken under the terrorist stuff. What were they makel the baby for? What did they have to be taken the baby for? Because the father, the husband of this wife, was a Kohen. And had shemesh al truma. They wanted to smear the baby with oil. That was a big deal. In the days of the Gemara, they used to smear the babies every day with shemesh. They wanted to save money. Why should he buy? Why should he spend money for shemesh al chul? And he was a kohen, so he gave him shemesh al truma. But you're not permitted to smear shemesh al truma on an adam tamid, on a kohen tamid. As we say, sicha kishtia. But just like a kohen tamid is forbidden to eat truma or to drink shemesh al truma, so yain shal truma, so shemesh al truma, a kohen tamid is forbidden to be so. The Gemara says that's why they had to be makpil this baby, Kohenes, who was only 7 days old, in order to be self shemesh al truma. So there in Nida, not that, there's a machlekes of Rabbeinu Tam, the other Rishonim, regarding this din of sticha kishti. Rabbeinu Tam holds that sticha kishti is only the Rabbah. Remember Rabbi Tamna said many years ago that every baby girl, when it's born, is a Nida.
He said based on the, a woman becomes a Nida when the hormone level changes or something, he says that biologically when every baby is born, that's what I remember when I was in high school. I don't know what the change of the tuna fish and everything that he used to say about tuna fish levels. Maybe the hormones changed his mind 30 years later. I remember then he said that every baby girl is born with a needle. And your day after they assume not to this, and that a girl only becomes a needle around the age of 12 or so, unless you know the body that she became a needle before. Mishnah says a needle. A female is not seeing that, but it's susceptible. She can't become a needle. Can become a nida. And when she's 10 days old, she can become a zohar. She had a riyas nida the day she was born. And then she's a nida for 7 days. And then she has a riyah on day 8, 9, and 10. So she can become a zohar.
She can't count.
The Gemara says, we can make the nidas for her. We can make the shim nikiyim for her. The Gemara says, what if a man is married to a shaitan? His wife is crazy, so she can't be ran, so she can't make shim nikiyim. So the Gemara says the other women will make the bedikas for her, be makel her nida. The same thing with the tinoikas. So theoretically, a baby girl is going to take the composition, so the baby can become a nida. So the Ran, the Kedusha Ran, is bothered with a kasha on the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam holds that sikha kishtiya is only a din with the Rabbanan. In other words, that it's forbidden for a zar. A zar she'ochal truma. The mezid is chayav misa b'day shamayim. That's what today said. A zar shachal truma mezid is misa b'day shamayim. So what if a zar didn't eat or drink the truma? It wasn't bread or wine. It was shemen shal truma. What if the zar was soch shemen shal truma on his body? So we usually assume that that's also misa b'day shamayim. The sikhi kishtir. So Rabbi Natam says not true. The sikhi kishtir is only with the Rabbanah. And the fact that it's forbidden to be soch on Yom Kippurim, sikhi kishtir is also only with the Rabbanah. So Rabbi Nachman Shita, the Shari Luyim is only with the Rabbanan. Akloit is the Rambam and Tosfos. But the Rambam and Kippurim is only Koreis and Achila Shtiyah. And the other Luyim is no Koreis. The Tosfos' opinion is no Koreis because it's only with the Rabbanan. The Rambam's opinion is no, it's no Koreis. It's the Raisa, which is Koreis only on Yisra Achila Shtiyah. So the Rabbi Nachman says, not only is it no Koreis on Yisra Sandu, on Tashma Shamit, but even on Sikho, which is based on Sikho Kishtiyah, achilas shtiyah, there is karei. So he says, no, sichek yishtiyah itself, the statement of sichek yishtiyah is on midi rabban. That's what he says. Sichek yishtiyah is on midi rabban.
Shining are midi rabban or the rest of that karei?
That's the machlek, is the Rambam and the Tosfos. It's the Ran, and the last parak in Yuma, it quotes all the Rishon.
I thought it was all the karei is some distance.
No, that's a Gemara. No, that's a Gemara. That Torah is only Achil Shtiyah. Gemara has a Yalfus in the end of the Dorim, and in the end of Yuma. The Gemara has Pesukim to indicate that Torah is only on Achil Shtiyah, not on the others. But the question is, after you establish that there's no Torah, does that mean it's an Issa Deraisa without Torah, and it means it's only an Issa Deraba? That's a Machlokes. Right. That's a Machlokes, whether the Pesukim are Asmachta, the real Drasha Gemara. So the Rabbi Natan's opinion is that Sikha Kishtiyah is only in the Rabbana. So the Chiddush Iran is bothered with the Kashi. If he holds that Sichek Yishtiyah is only the Rabbanon, and Rav Rishonim hold that an Yisurim, the Rabbanon is Mutar, was supposed to be Yadayim, you committed defeat to a Kotan against the Rambam. So why does the Gemara say that this Tinoikis became a need that they have to be Matkal in the Nikvah? Because what they had to be Matkal the baby for? Because they wanted to shmear the baby Shemesh al Truma, but if Sichek Yishtiyah and Shemesh al Truma is only the Rabbanon, so it's Mutar, was supposed to be Yadayim. You can shmear it on a baby that's Tomei. It's only Nisa the Rabbanon to shmear on an Odom Tomei.
Who's this?
Going to the Rabbi in the town.
The
truth
is on you.
On a
shmir.
Using the
truma
the wrong way.
So using the truma the wrong way. That's what he answers. That's the Ran's answer. But he asked the kasha that he asks is, first we say the kasha, then the test. Yes, the kasha is on with the Rabbanon. And you hold that it's mutual responsibility, dying if the Rabbanon. So why do they have to be makul of David? That's the question. Everybody knows that this girl had it. For using the truma the wrong way. That's what he answers. That's the Ran's answer. But he asked the kasha that he asked is first to say the kasha then the test. He asked the kasha that it's sticking to with the Rabbanon and you hold that it's mutter was supposed to be a dachal or shishasa or shisach truma that he violates an Isser of Misim De Shamayim. So that won't apply. Sticking to shtiyah zonim with the Rabbanon. It won't be any Misim De Shamayim. But it will still be a form of bitul mitzvah so shalat truma. The mitzvah of Shalat Shumah is to have achil shtir asicha on a kohen Torah, not on a kohen Tomei. So therefore, the violation will be on the one of shmiri. That's how the Bishkurah explains Barichas at the end of the Sefer in one of the letters. And that says the Ferish in the Chiddush Aran Anid, and he has the whole shtikl term. Chiddush Aran says like that. This is similar to the Chiddush, it's based on the Chiddush of the Avne Milul. Choice has a Sefer on Ebenezer, it's called Avne Milul. So at the end of the Sefer he has a few essays that have nothing to do with Ebenezer. He calls it Shabbos Tshuva. It doesn't have too much to do with any Shabbos Tshuva. Most of them are just, came out of them are just theoretical Shabbos. They're Tulpulim. So one of the Tulpulim he has is on Eimah Vat and Isa Lachatchila. But the din of Eimah Vat and Isa Lachatchila, Rav Rishon held his own with the Rabbanon. We discussed it, it's Yavish B'Yavish. So then the Nerev Yehuda and the Ra'or writes in the Berak HaBais also that that's an Isa Deraisa, Eimah Vat and Isa Lachatchila. But if you have the lot, then it's only Rav HaPosim hold against the right, the name of Rav Nisim HaKiva is only the Rav Wanda. What about by Truman? If I take a little Yayim Shal Truman, Shen Shal Truman, and I mix it in with Eichlin Chulin, it's not Shal Truman, I'm Vatim. But the Avim Rav wants to say a Chiddush to Faran for a certain cash, wants to say a Chiddush, that would be a violation of the Araisa. Eim Vatim Nisim HaKiva would be an Issa Deraisa, then what's the Issa Deraisa? The Shmer is true, I took Yayim shal truma, shem shal truma, and I caused it to convert to become non-truma. I was mabati of the right, and it disappeared. So that's bitla truma, shalot mitzvah, bitla mitzvah shalot truma. That's the din, mishmeres truma, so you have to see to it, mishmeres truma by truma, by kol shemo, so even about the nisma amchim will be a deraisa.
I guess that depends on how you look at bitla, because just saying the kohen needs it later on, needs the whole thing. As it's the whole thing like Truma's Truma. And if you don't, how do you look at people? Do you say that the thing disappears or do you say it's there? It's just that the Torah allows you to know it like the Dabar and Hakam. Mm-hmm. And then if you say the second side, it's really
there. The Torah has that point, it's right. Imam Chariz Dachav Gimel has a shadow where the something that's got to where I was commanding, he said, Commander Lase Dama. It's the Lashma Gemara. And we passed, and the Rambam passed the Valoha that if it's lach belach, it's command the leisig dami, and if it's yavish b'yavish, it's command the isig dami. So the Ramoch seems to pass the Ramoch. Because it's in lach belach, it's
command the rest.
By lach belach, it's command the leisig
dami. Destroy it.
Yeah. That's what the Avnei Miluim writes in Kiddush. That the Mimavak of Truma would constitute the Nisa Deraisa of Nishmeres Trumoisa. Shkaya. The son-in-law of the Avnei Miluim was a big famous person, a big master, Shlomi Yehuda Rappaport. He's known by his Rashi Tei Bashir. So he was the one who printed the Avni Miloim after his father-in-law passed away. That's why Hasidim don't like to use it, because it was printed by a master. It has a whole introduction, it has the psychology in the introduction, it has some footnotes even here. So he has a famous footnote over here, where he asked Prakash and his father-in-law, this is correct, he has a Shreya Rashi in Beitza. That in the first parak in Beitza, the Gemara says, the name of Atam Yisrael HaTchila doesn't only apply if I take a bottle of training stuff and I pour it into kosher soup. Even if some of the training stuff fell in already, I already have time with it, but I just don't have shishin. I don't have enough hetek to be mevatel yisus, so there's still a din that it's also lahosif ala hetek kedei levatel yisus. That's also a violation of eimah levatel yisus lahatzim. Okay. So Rashi says on that Gemara, how do you know? How did the Gemara know that it's so? Maybe the din of eimah levatel yisus lahatzim only applies when I have yisus b'yeh and I pour it into hetek. How do you know that even if the yisus already fell in and you have rove against it, but it's still nice and tam, that eimah levatel yisus lahatzim applies even if you want to remove the tam? So Rashi proves it. Rashi says the Gemara knew it from the Mishnah and Trumas. Mishnah Trumah speaks about the Trumah fell into Chulin, min b'shein aminoi. So you have rove against the Trumah, but it's still nice and tam. The Mishnah says it's forbidden to be moisif to add on more Trumah in order to be mevatel. It's forbidden to add on more Chulin in order to be mevatel the Trumah. That's the Mishnah. So in the Hevara to the Avon Miloim, the son-in-law of the author writes Akasha, he says that if his father was right, that if mevatel is lachatchil by Trumah is more chomor, because it's a violation of the Shmeres Trumoisai, so how can you prove that Mishnah Trumah is to call out their food? But the Gemara in Beitza is not talking about Trumah, the Gemara in Beitza is talking about Muktzah. That a log of Muktzah ate some Shinashim on Adekel the Yantiv. A log fell off from the tree on Yantiv. Logs on Yantiv are not, whatever they are, we'll treat them like as if they're not Muktzah. So I shout whether they're not Muktzah at all, but you are Muktzah with the other half of Yishtamshim. But the Maisa, we treat as if it's not Muktzah. But that's only a log that was detached from the Yom. But if the log falls off on Yantiv from the tree, and I say, Migdus Katsoya Beirash Mashiach, because it was Mechuba Lekarkis Katsoya Kuyam, it does remain Muktzah. So the Gemara says, if the logs fell into other logs, but there's not enough to be Mevatalim, so the Gemara talks about being Noisif, more logs of Heter in order to be Mevatalim Beroy. The Gemara says, Dov Shesh Matir, and how is it Bechuba Beroy, the whole discussion. So how does Rashi comment on that Gemara? How did the Gemara know that in general there should be a problem of aim about the Nislachat Fidi when the Yisra fell into Heter? You're not allowed to add on more Heter, it's called Mishnah and Trumas. So Shir is bothered with the Kasha, the Mishnah and Trumas can't prove anything, because Trumas is no problem. Okay, that's his Kasha. So now we're going to write the Rutsum on the Kasha. They all write the why it's not Shvet. So up here it sounds like a good Kasha. But this is the Mokar of the Din. Emor li amarto et lahaza gedoy lamalak tanah. You have such a similar signal in the Chumash. Tabeo b'nei Yisrael v'mata aleihem. Where is that? By Tzitzis, no? That's so strange. Why does it say twice? V'yom Hashem v'moshe aleihem, Tabeo b'nei Yisrael v'yamata aleihem. Why does it say twice, Tabeo v'yamata? So Rabbi Kiregan, who has Tzitzis, quotes from the Palm Eir, it's the same style over here. And more of Akloni v'yamata, tell Akloni to tell their children. So Rabbi Kiregan quotes the Palm Eir, Dabir ben Esau v'yamarto aleihem. So he has another thing. Here it says Emor v'yamarto, the same lesson. There it says Dabir v'yamarto. So the Gemara has in another place, Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara has a chiluk between Dibur and Amira, that Dibur is Loshen Kashen and Amira is Loshen Rakha. That Chosam l'beis Yankiv, the Sage v'bnei Yisrael, that Somar is Loshen Rakha, you should speak to the women. So the Rabbi Kivege quotes Alderach Atzachos from the Panamir is Daber Bnei Yisrael tell the men that they're chayv in tzitzis. The women are not chayv in tzitzis, mipaskin. Like you said, I'm not mipaskin women. I thought from tzitzis because the mitzvah says she's mandrami. That Lila's love is on tzitzis. So you should tell the men, the Amar Tolem, that they should tell their wives that they should make tzitzis for them. It's the wife's job to make all the clothing. So you should tell your wife to make tzitzis for them. Here is a raya against the Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan is quoted by Tzitzis in the Yitzhak, that a woman is possible to tie tzitzis. Whoever is not the Torah of that mitzvah is possible to make, just like the Gemara says, women cannot make tefillin, same Torah tefillin and mezuzah, because kol she'esh n'miksiva, yesh n'miksiva, yesh n'miksiva. So the Rabbi Natan claims that the same applies to tzitzis. So Rabbi Kivege quotes Rav HaRishonim and disagree with the Rabbi Natan. So Rabbi Kivege on Arachayim quotes Alderach HaHalotz, Alderach HaMalitza, from the Panim Eiris Tshuva, a deal from the Pasuk like that. That the style of the deal is based on his deal. Why does it take twice?
Well, you ask the women
how to
clothe themselves.
That's the Rabbi Natan, right. Well, Hatzilah was actually for the Rabbi Natan Shiva. Tova is a further machlokes. How far does Rabbi Natan go? Rabbi Natan only said, the original statement of Rabbi Natan is on tying of the tzitzit, making the kshor, tying it into the tegel. What about the tfiyas achutim? That's a machlokes acharon. What would the Rabbi Natan say? So many acharon say, even the Rabbi Natan's chum is only on the kshira, not on the tfiyas. And others say, no, that it applies even to the tfiyas. That's why now when they sell tfiyas kivarin, that they charge more money, and they write on the label that this is under the hashgacha of Ravozna, and they brak, and it says that it's tviyas givarim, that it's the tviyas akutim is made by men and not by women. As an added chumrah. That's the shayla within the Rabbi Natan, but they went so far. The women are part because it says magrama. So he claims that you should read the pasuk for example, Aver b'nei Yisrael lo b'nei Yisrael. Tell the men that they will even tzitzis, and you amar talen, you also let them tzitzis. The men should tell their wives that they should make the tzitzis for them. You also let them tzitzis. The wife should make the tzitzis for the husband. Adar ha-mulis. The Gemara in the third paragraph of Mon Cotton says that all of the relatives that a kohen is obligated to be mitami to lo yitama as a chayvul. He passed him a chayvul to Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel and said to Rabbi Gimel, so he passed him like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says in Zvachim Dav Kuf that it was machlekes bizman abayis, and his oiski passed him then already before Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel was born. So Rabbi Oiski passed him bizman abayis like Rabbi Akiva, that lo yitama was a chayvul. This family was an ongoing machlekes. A lot of times you find in Gemara machlekes doesn't mean that was the first time they had a machlekes. Just yesterday morning I was discussing. Machlokes were the Kedusha Rishon of his Kitchel Asilova and that, but in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, the Kedusha Saras was Bakr, was Machlokes way before the Tkuba Satanai. Right after the Nebuchadnezzar came and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they already had a Machlokes then. And then the Machlokes was 7 years later, Chagai Hanavi was involved. And of course, Chagai took a stand. And even after Chagai took a stand, and he passed and the Kedusha Rishon was Bakr, and the Kedusha Shnei had to be created all over again, Yeshmeyai, and they didn't listen to Chagai. There was a Machlokes Satanai later. Chagai didn't say the Torah's Nevui, he said the Torah's Pesach, the Torah's Maror, so they have a right to disagree with him. So the Tanaim and the Amorim had a Machlokes, and the Torah can have later Machlokes, what they didn't. So it was only when it happens to be that we happen to pass by Chagai and Avi coincidentally. We happen to agree with him. Yimon Yivam is after Zayim and Avkutz. Chagai and Avi said three halachas. One of them was the Kedusha Rishonim was Batva. So the Gemara says here that lo yitama is a chayva, and the coin is mechayv to be matama to the zayin chayvim, and this is a din of kavod avriyas. So the Gemara says all of the relatives of the coin is matama to, obligated to be matama to, there is a din of avelos. The Rambam and the Gadam hold that it's a din of avelos min haTorah. And then hosifa leim, another Rishonim hold that all avelos is only with the Rabban. But even according to the Rambam, avelos derives is only on these relatives. And the Gemara says hosifa leihem, additional relatives. So who are the additional relatives? So let's say a brother or a half brother or a half sister from the mother, not from the father, which the kohen will not be mitami to. So that is a din of avelos on the midrabban. That's how sifah mean. That's what the brayser says. What about a sister who's married? Achos apsul hakroy by love shaloi hoy so lish. The kohen is only mitami to his sister if she was never married. And she's a psula. She's a bula even if she was never married. If she was once married and she's still a psula, he's not mitami to her. He has to have these two conditions. It has to be a psula and it has to be a shaloi hoisali. She was never miskatched to anybody. So what about achoso nesua? A man's sister is married. She's no longer a psula. She's the grandmother already. She dies at the age of 120. So does the brother have to sit shiva mideraisa? Is there any avelos deraisa according to the Rambam and the Gaon and the Mechaber? All that there's avelos deraisa. Would it be avelos deraisa here? So that's machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. That's machlokes the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah quote the Ramban. Based on the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that whoever the kohen is not mitami to, so there's no din of avelos. But one can argue the point. That means that the relatives, that the kohen is not mitami to. But when my sister gets married, so she becomes my sister-in-law. Just because she gets married, she already has children and grandchildren, so she's still the same blood relative, still the same korban. Torah has exeris hakosu that it has to be psula and shalom ha'osalish in order for the kohen to be mitame. That is still the same korban. So when you carry over this din of lo yitama, the chayva to be mitame to observe avelus, whether the avelus is deraisa or the rabbanon, but the yechiv avelus is based on kohen avias of lo yitama, when you carry it over to that area,
So then I think the Rambam is of the opinion that that these two conditions don't have to carry over. You just carry over the Kurvis. These Zayin Kroivim, there is a din of Eilasa. But you don't have to. I think the Rambam writes in the Kassava that is the Reis. The Ramban is Masig on the Rambam. Right, I think the Rambam holds like that. These conditions are only needed by the heter appointed to be metameh. So then the Torah has done another two conditions, but the kurva is basically the same kurva. When you carry over these ayin kroivim, I carry it over to the area called shekoy metameh lo. A person is mesabalolo. But there the Rambam holds that you don't need these conditions. And the Rambam disagrees. He says no, that this, the avedus in these cases is only with the rabbanon. When the Chumash writes the din that a kohen is forbidden to marry a grusha, so the Gemara points out it's a very strange law. What is a grusha miisha? So the Gemara says in the end of Gittin that there's machlokes ha'blaz on the hachamim, the last parak in Gittin. What's the din if a man is megarish his wife and he says harei ha'mataris l'chaladim chutz mitzvayim? He's matar to everybody except for one man. So that's machlokes ha'blaz on the Rabbanah. Rabbanah holds that the get is no good at all. Rabbanah holds no, the get is good. With the shia, with everybody except for that one person. We pass him that the get is no good at all. What happens if the man is megarish his wife and he says harei Harab Guresh is many Bahare Iyat Mataris to Shumala. She shouldn't be Mataris to anybody. So then the father gets the shoe is not good, no? Anyway, the way you pass the law is certainly not good. Even if he makes the shira just one man, it's also no good. So the Gemara says, and even though the get is absolutely no good at all, but she's still Asur the Kohen. Let's say the husband is a Kohen, and he gives his wife a get, and he says, Harab Guresh is many Bahare Iyat Mataris to Shumala. So even though the get wasn't chal, he doesn't have to be kasher again if he wants to remain married with her. But if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to remain married with her. If he's not a kohen and he dies and she wants to marry a kohen afterwards, I don't say she's only an almona. I say she's a grusha as well. I bet the get wasn't chal, how is she a grusha? The Gemara says that's what we call reach get. It smells like a get. But that's what the pasuk says. The yisha grusha meisha, even though afal pishlon is gasha ela meisha. She was only divorced from her husband, he wasn't not to hurt anybody, nevertheless, Laikov, she's Asur Lekoin. So the simple reading of the Gemara, based on the Drasha Sapasik, would imply that it's an Issa Deraisa, Reh Haget is a Din Deraisa. The Rambam writes that it's only a Din with the Rabbanan. The Magen Mishnah quotes that the other Rishonim disagree and that the Rambam is Shver. It seems to be against the Drasha Sapasik. The Gemara asks, what does he do with the Pasik? What does he do with the Pasik? So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it's a Din Deraisa. Shavasari has a Tshuva Gata. Clear is what the Reha get is the Raisa the Rabban. He quotes Machloek is the Rambam, the other Rishonim, and he says the Rambam is wrong. Passes Allah against the Rambam. The different style of Shuvah. Shabbos and Shuvah says the Rambam right is the Rambam wrong, and the Shuvah the Rambam is wrong. It brings Raisa in the Gemara. The Magen Mishnah is right. It says the Reha get is a Din the Raisa. The Pashtus is like that. Then he discusses what cases are called Reha get. Any case you give a possible get is called Reha get. That's what Kalig Gintak Magabi Karaka. I write the get, I put it on the table. And he tells his wife, pick up the get, Mariam Ugureshah. So the Gemara says, it's no good. He has to do the Sina. She does the Rekita, it's no good. Would that be called the Reha get? So the Shaksai quotes the Gemara in the beginning of the second parish in Gittin, and the Gemara has a Machlok, is what's called the Reha get. And we ask him that it's not limited to this case. The Gemara, there were different opinions. Sometimes the get is written Shalom Lishmo, not too much Shalom Lishmo. Sometimes it would be a Reha get, sometimes not. We ask him that there's only one case of Reha get. So that's the maskana of the Shagasari. Reha get is a din deraisa, and it's only limited to one case. And Ibn Ezra, the Ramah has a tshuva to Rashba, he quotes there's another Reha get. What happens if the woman didn't really need a get? Mikra didn't, she didn't need a get. But the Torah Skumra, we require that she should have a get. So the Rashba, the tshuva to Rashba quoted by the Ramah says, whenever a get was given, the Torah Skumra said so then, even though it's not chal, even though it wasn't necessary because it wasn't a kiddushin, let's say. But since midirabbanan, they said it's a chumra that you need a get. Well, if you need midirabbanan, so then if you get midirabbanan. But let's say it wasn't even midirabbanan, just the Torah's chumra. So then the Rambam quotes a tshuva to Rashba that it is a reha get. That's already a common shalat today. Let's say when we got married, and there were no kosher eidim at the wedding. We only had relatives and non-observant people. Absolutely nobody was kosher eidim at the wedding. And then they lived in a neighborhood where the no religious Jews knew that they were living together. Mikra didn't, they're not even married, let's say. So the chumrah of the Alma Lachatchila we require, later on they decide they want to get divorced. So the Lachatchila we require that they should have a get. B'shas HaTzak, maybe it would be makele, they don't need a get, because Mikra didn't listen that they're not married, the condition wasn't chal. So when you give such a get, does the woman become asura l'kuhunana? L'chor, that's the Ramah, that the Ramah says that whenever you gave a get, b'teres chumrah, a get, and you give b'teres chumrah, it's considered a re'ach haget, which is asura l'kuhunana. Abitul of Petaburga has a tshuva where he has a whole taina against the Ramah, and the pre-Yitzchak. He says that tshuva is a Rashbo, that the Ramah quotes, that's the Rashbo of the Shitasa, that's the same old Rashbo and Chidushi, Rashbo and Yivramas. There's a Gemara with the Rashbo interprets like that. And he says, on that Gemara, we don't pass like the Rashbo. We pass like the other Rishayim, in the end of Yivramas on that Gemara. There is no such thing as a get that's given the Chumrah, that it constitutes a Rech, I guess. He has still a claim on the Ramah. How can the Ramah say like this? He shouldn't have passed like the Tshuva to Rashbo. But he says, what can he do? He's not going to go fight with the Ramah. The Ramah said that we pass like the Tshuva to Rashbo. So we'll leave it like that. But the Ramah goes one step further. He quotes the Rashbo and he says that even B'dieved, if this woman who got to get with her Schumre goes and marries a Kohen, that not only is it forbidden for Elohim Chilat America, even B'dieved takes her, so Rabbi Tzela Petterburger says that Ad Kedei Kach, he says he can't go along with the Ramah. He says because the Rashbo is the Shitasa, and the other Rishonim don't hold like the Rashbo. And Rabbi Nezbi don't pass like that Shitasa Rashbo. So we really shouldn't have passed like this Shitasa Rashbo in the first place. So it's fair enough that the Ramah quoted the Shitasa Rashbo, but he shouldn't have gone so far that even the Yevon. That's what the pre-Yitzchok passed, but the Yevon like this. He quotes a Rashbo in the Sugya, and I think in Hujpa Rabbah. In the end of Masechet Yevamos, where the Rashbo learned the Gemara, that the Gemara says like that. That again, the Chumash Rashbo very often up in Kitz and Nimrats, and he doesn't give you his rayas. But the Pri Yitzchok Taina, that's what the Pri Yitzchok has a lot of time. He does detective work. He gives you a whole panorama of the whole picture. He says you can't take something out of context. You have to read the whole Rishon, or the whole Sugya, in order to see what the context of the sheet is. He says, where did the Rashbo and the Chumash get it from? That's from his head. He got it from the Gemara, the way the Rashba and the Gemara went to Shabbat. And then he shows by all the other Rishonim disagree the way in heaven has it. We don't pass like that Rashba and the Gemara. So we shouldn't have passed like this Rashba.
What does the priest
call it?
Basically, she should be able to marry
a Kohen. He times it really should have been Mutala Hatzimah for this woman to marry a Kohen. But he says the Ramah quoted the Chumah of the Rashba. So okay, so we're going to follow the Chumah of Hatzimah. But to go as far as the Ramah said that even the Yevon takes it, he thinks that that's not true. The Yevon, we should leave the woman with her second husband, with her Kohen husband.
The first question
is of the reacting against the Kohen, that's where he says, that only makes the Kohen, makes the Kohen. Same thing, the way we pass from our Lacha, that if I say, Harei, it's no good, it's not a get at all. Or if I say, Harei, I'm Guresh, it's the many of the Harei, I'm Asura, the Kuliyam, the Harei, I'm Teres, the Shumar. In both cases, the get is nothing. Nevertheless, in both cases, that's a reach haget. Isha grusha meisha, achol tishlan is gar shalom meisha, it's still where you call. Rabbi Chana Vassanin writes in one place in the Sefer Yevamos, in Kodesh Tzoros, he wants to say that the institution that the Gemara has of Chalitza Psula, the Gemara has many times in Gittim, in Yevamos a lot, Mishnais in Yevamos, that the Yavam did a Chalitza, the brother-in-law did a Chalitza with the Yevama, he did it Balaylo, he did it Shalom with Nebezin, or did the chalitza without kavanas het the lashuk, or they took off the shoe from the left foot instead of the right foot. The various cases of chalitza psula. Gemara says, what if the Yevama took off his sock, a cloth sock? That's not even a chalitza psula, that's saying a cloth. But if she took off his left shoe instead of taking off the right shoe, or it's done by Laila, something like that, that's called a chalitza psula. What's the difference whether it's a chalitza psula or it's saying a cloth? But also be a cloth. The Mishnah says the difference is that once you do chalitza, there's a din kibish lagvana shuv la yivna. Once chalitza is done, the Yavam is never committed to marry the Yavam. He's not committed to do Yibim anymore. He's not allowed to marry him. So the Gemara says, but what if he did a chalitza that is absolutely nothing? What if she took off his sock? She took off his hat. She took off his glove, his leather glove. So that's chalitza. That's not a chalitza. It's nothing. But what happens if she took off his left shoe? She did a chalitza balayla, or she left his nebezma, or something like that. So then the Mishnah says, no, that's a chalitza psula. It is a chalitza to asa her the Yibum. But it's not a chalitza, it's not a halashut. The pashtus in the Mishnais in the Gemara, you wonder where in the world did they get this from? They made up a chumrah, the Rabbanan. And Shema Yoimru, the Moshe, the Chlufet, people will think that a lot of the Yavim is a lot of married, the Yavim, after having made chalitza. The Balabatim, the Hamoinam, won't know that it was a chalitza, so they think that it was a good chalitza. So they made a chumrim in the Rabbanu. Whenever they will understand, whatever the Hamoinam will understand, they should call the Sar. There's nothing wrong. So then there's no Zer in the Rabbanu. That's perhaps the Pashup Shah. The Rahman of Rashi suggests, and it's safe on the Yavama, is that maybe it's really a Dinder Isa. Namely, maybe it's learned out with the Mamatzina from this Pasuk. The Isha Grushim the Isha. They're just like by a get. If you give a get Pasuk, but I'll call upon there was a Maisa Gerish, and even though it's the Paslu, so it's called a Gerish, and even though it's not Mata Lashuk. So maybe this is the Mokker, but it is by Chalitza Psul as well. But if you did a Chalitza, even though we've done the psul, and it's not good to be matal lashuv, but it still is a chalitza for other purposes. Namely, get a rasi. That's how we suggest. Maybe one could even say that it's a din deraisa.
What's the process? How do you know how much can you not do?
The Gemara has, right, the Gemara has machloek satanai in certain cases. Whether it's any chalitza at all, or chalitza psul, then it's not so clear. The Rishayim have places. If not, have machloek in different cases. I have to go through the various Gemara. The pasuk Hakoyin Hagadol Meyachol is relevant to some people whose man is there. The Gemara says Hakoyin Hagadol Meyachol Gadleihu Mishalechol. That if the Kohen Gadol is not wealthy, you have to give him a lot of money that he should have covered. You have to pick Hakoyin Hagadol. You have to pick a fellow who's more handsome than the others and taller and richer than the others and more frum than the others. It has to be Hakoyin Hagadol Meyachol. Has to be all around more respected by the others. Kohen Gadol has to be a person whom everybody looks up to. What if he's a tzaddik and he's handsome and everything, has all the minus, but he's not wealthy? So if he's not handsome, what can you do? If he's not tall, if he's a short guy, so you can't do anything about it. But if he has all the minus, just that he's not wealthy, so the Gemara says, God lay him the shalach. So the other kohen has the obligation to make him wealthy in order that he should be more respected. So the Rashi writes on Masechas Tainis. The question about the Rashi and Tainis is my Rashi, whoever it is. But Rashi, the Mechorish Pirush Rashi and Tainis writes that this then Hakoyin Hagadol Meyachol Gadleihu Mishalach applies to a Rosh HaYeshiva. Dr. The mitzvah that the members of the board have to give him a high salary, some of them fulfill the mitzvah, one that everybody should have respect for the Rosh HaYeshiva. It doesn't mean every Rebbe should be, but the Rosh HaYeshiva should command the respect of all of the people. That's how Rashi writes on the Gemara when Rebbe of all of the people. That's how Rashi writes on the Gemara when Rabbi Yechanan and Ilfa decided that they're going to leave the Kollel and they're going to go make a living. So the Gemara tells that they started to travel on the road in order to make a parnasa, in order to find a job. And then Rabbi Yechanan, he sat down to eat under a bridge. And Rabbi Yechanan heard the Malachim speaking to each other that they're going to kill them because they're leaving learning. Rabbi Yechanan said to Ilfa, did you hear that? So he said, did I hear what? So Rabbi Yechanan realized that the son of Min HaShemayim meaning that he should go back and learn, and Ilfa should go into business. Rabbi Yechanan said to Ilfa, oh, forget it, I changed my mind, I'm going to go back and learn. So Ilfa went into business, he traveled around the world, became a wealthy man, and Rabbi Yechanan became learned more. And by the time Ilfa came back to the yeshiva, a rich man, Rabbi Yechanan was appointed the Rosh HaYeshiva. And then Ilfa said, that's my chavrusa. He came back and said, my chavrusa, he's the Rosh HaYeshiva, I know how to learn just as well as he does. Tell me any bit that he said, and I'll show you. He was learning Mishnayos. Tell about the Mishnayos. So when Ilfa left the yeshiva, he was learning Mishnayos all the time. Chazer Mishnayos about that. So he says, tell me any din that Rabbi Yechanan said, and I'll show you a Mishnah that proves it. So he told him a din, and he said a Mishnah. He said, if I won't be able to prove it from Mishnah, I'll commit suicide. Balabat is a way of talking. Again, if I won't know as much as you, I'll commit suicide. He's standing on a boat, and he said, I'll jump over the boat. So funny bush. So then, if the Gemara has some kind of a statement, that he said, if I would have stuck around, if I would have become the Rosh Yeshiva or something. So Rashi comments on that, on the Gemara, in the middle of the whole discussion that they had, that Ilfa got rich by going into business, and the Gemara means to say Rabbi Yechanan got rich because when he was appointed the Rosh Yeshiva, the din was Hakayin Agadol Mechad Gadlei Mishalechov, that in order that the Rosh Yeshiva should command the respect of all the Talmidim, they had to give him a lot of money, they had to make him a rich man. So the Shach in Yeridei quotes the Bach in Yeridei, who quotes this Rashi in Tainus, who says that that's the din. But the Balabatam Amukhiv to pay the rabbi a handsome salary and to pay the Rosh Hashim a handsome salary in order that they should be covered at her. So he should command the respect of his constituents.
The rabbi of the congregation?
Yeah. Rabbi of the congregation, they used to have only one rabbi in every community.
can have a congregation. He says the rabbi of the kehillah said they're supposed to, even if he doesn't ask for a salary, they're mechuyav to give him a high salary, even if he doesn't need so much. They have to make him a rich man so that they should be covered out there. Everybody should know they have to respect him. Some people on the kind, some people.
isn't the
holy,
isn't
the coming back of the holy of the when the sun is royal account, yeah. Not in the name of the
yes,
he's a religious, bright, intelligent personality. They have to do a lot of no touching. Doesn't have to know Noshim and Zikrim. He has to know touching. Yeah. Has to be Tamachot. He's in charge of Kain Gadol Kishmi. He's in charge of everything in the Beis Hamikdash. He's supposed to oversee all the Avodah Shakakot. He has to know how to do it. The Pasuk speaks about the Kohen eating Truma. Then it speaks about and a Zara is not permitted to eat truma. The fine kik and nefesh kinyan kaspo. Who yoichal goy? Who is that kinyan kaspo? A bang? Bang must come and eat truma. The elite beisa hen yoichal balach. What's the elite beisa? His children are behind. No. So the pashm shat is it means the nefesh knainish or kain is also yoichal the truma. The kain kik and nefesh kinyan kaspo means either a bang must come or an evit knaining, like the pasuk says. In Parshas Lech Lecha, that there's a Yilid Bais and a Niknas Kesev by Bris Milo. A Niknas Kesev is Nima Lecha, the Yilid Bais is Nima Lishmena. There are two kinds of Evet Knaini. One is Evet Knaini, Avdecha ben Amasecha. His mother was a Shibcha Knaini. So he was Hairasa Leidasa, or forget about Hairasa. He was Leidasa Bigdusha, and he was born as an Evet Knaini. So it's like Yisrael, he was born in Yisrael, so that's a Nila, a Nila Shal Mitzvah, so it's Nima Lishmena. And if he's a Miknas Kesef, if I bought the Nevet Knaini, then he's Nima Lecha. I'm out on the same day that I bought him, even if I bought him before he's 8 days old. I bought him on the first day when he was born, I bought a Nevet Knaini. So the Torah says that he's Nima Lecha, doesn't have to be Nima Lishman. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos in Perek HaBlezer Nimim. So that's perhaps the simple pshat over here. Klanki, if Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, Kinyan Kaspo Min, Nevet Knaini, Shekhan, and the group, I bought him. And the Yilid Beis, so as Rashi writes, Eilu B'nei HaShavoch, so that's a Yilid Bait, that's the simple pshat. But in addition to the simple pshat and the pasuk, the Gemara, that seems to be pasuk pshat. That the hemes kain eats, and every knainishol kain eats, whether he's this kind of every knainishol kain or the other kind of every knainishol kain. Every nibi every kain does not eat, the Gemara says. Toshu v'sachar lo yechol bayit. So the Gemara says Toshu v'sachar refers to both kinds of every nibi, whether it's an eved, a plain every nibi, or an eved niritzah. Both evidibis are not eichel b'truma. The simple pshat, as he says, in the long of the pain is that in Nevi Knaini there's a kinyan Easter. That allows Nevi Knaini to eat truma if the yodan is a kohen. And on an evidibi, there is no kinyan Easter, there's only a kinyan moment. That's how Taisus learns. And it's for that reason also, I'll be pshuto, Taisus holds that the Gemara there in the Yvonne says that an Nevi Knaini cannot be mamuna on a carbon pesa without authorization of his chodom. Hashem can add evidibi. Keep him in Munani Karbon Pesach without authorization of the Yodan. Why?
Should
have
a field.
Would they have a Kanaini?
Should have a field.
Yeah, the other Kanaini may also have a field. The other Kanaini probably also have a field to bring Karbon Pesach. Sadly, whether women are Makuyi in Karbon Pesach. Women are Makuyi, then the other Kanaini is also Makuyi. Whatever the deal is by a woman, it's the same deal by an Arab man. So the simple pshat is that why does the Evetani have to have authorization from the other Evetani doesn't have to have because by Evetani there's only a Kenyan moment, by Evetani there's a Kenyan Nisim. The Ramban disagrees and he finds Ramban and Kiddushin after the Zayin disagrees with that place in Yvonne is not fine on the base and he says but from the fact that the Evetani is Mutter B'Shiv Kotnayin isn't that a Raya that there is a Kenyan Nisim, the place is bothered with that also from the fact that the Evetani is Mutter B'Shiv Kotnayin is that it seems to indicate that there is a Kenyan Nisim in my Evetani so the place gives some kind of a parrot. Okay. It's a topic we discussed that around this year. But the Gemara has another level of interpretation of this passage from the beginning to the end. The Kohen ki yitne nefesh kinyan kaspo means if the Kohen gets married, the Kohen marries a girl who's not a Kohenet. The Kohen ki yitne nefesh kinyan kaspo is mekadosh b'kesef. He's mekadosh a girl b'kesef. The Gemara shouldn't derive from here that kesef is good for kiddush. The Gemara has other pesukim. The way the Gemara interprets over here, alderah hadrash. Not a remnant. It's not Derech HaDrush. It's a real Torah about that. The Kohen Kik, Nevesh Kinyan Kaspo, the Kohen is Mekadosh Yisraelis. So that Yisraelis is permitted to eat Truma. From the time that he's Mekadosh, or even before Nisuin, when I tell the Arus of Asher Son Achelas with Truma, Shenemak, because she's called Kinyan Kaspo. And then how do you read the end of the Pasuk? Then the Rishonim asks him, how do you know if he was Mekadosh of the Bir, he's Mekadosh of the Shtar?
Maybe some of his Makabish would be Kesser, Frankie Knevish Kini Taspo. The Talmud Shem say, Makish Iskish Havayis Lahadodi. Since the post speaks about Kini Kaspo, who are the Nami if he Makabish the Shtar or the Diya? And others say, no, the Kini Kaspo means that he's married to her. It doesn't mean that he's Makabish of the Kesser. According to those who Shem say that it means that he's Makabish of the Kesser, and they know Shtar and Diya from the fact that Iskish Havayis Lahadodi, therefore he have a Kasha, a Shtar Kikasha. Why didn't the Gemara quote this post to indicate that Kesser is good for Kiddushish? Kakash. But once you learn the beginning of the pasuk like that, so how do you mean the end of the pasuk? According to the drash, according to the pshuta, we know the pasuk is speaking about the two types of Eved Kenayim, Kinyan Kaspa and Yilid Beis. But according to the drash, the Kinyan Nevesh Kinyan Kaspa goes on his wife. What is Yilid Beis Hen Yechlo Balachmoy? So the Rashi and Yevamis quotes from the Torah's Kohanim on this pasuk that this is the makor of another din. The Mishnais and Yevamis have the din, but the Mishnais never say what the makor is. And Rashi says that this is the makor. The Yilid Beis Hen Yachilu Belachmon. And what happens if a Kohen marries a Yisraelis and they have children, and then the husband dies? But the husband dies, she's no longer an Eshes Kohen, so she should no longer be permitted to eat Truma. So the Mishnah says, however, that if she has children from the Kohen, or if she has grandchildren, let's say she's married to the Kohen, had children, then has grandchildren, and all her children die. But the grandchildren are still alive. Even if the grandchildren are not Kohen, let's say the woman was married, a Kohen marries a Israelis, and they have a daughter, because the daughter is a Kohen, the daughter marries a non-Kohen. So Mishpachas Al-Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpachas Al-Menefer Mishpacha, so the grandchildren they're going to have will not be Kohen, they'll be Israel. Well, let's say not only is the granddaughter not a Kohen, so the grandson is not a Kohen, let's say it's a Mamzer. The Kohen marries the Israelis, and they have a daughter, and the daughter gets married to a Zar, and then the daughter is Mizana with another non-Kohen, while she's an Eshesish. So they have a child, it's going to be a mamzer, it's going to be a non-Kohen. Because the father's not a Kohen, it's going to be a mamzer because the body was an Eshes Ish, she's married to somebody else. And then let's say all the children of the Eshes Kohen die, and then her husband dies. So the Mishnah says she's still permitted to eat Truma. As long as she has one of her children or grandchildren still alive. You have a Hechatimtze, that a mamzer is machal herself as Ein Imo. Because she had a grandchild who's alive, a mamzer, whatever, great-grandchild, whatever, even though that grandchild is not a Kohen, that grandchild is not even a Yisrael Kosher, he's a mamzer. Nevertheless, he's machal the mother of the truth. But that's only if the kid was born already. What if, let's say, the Kohenis is pregnant with the child, and her husband died, and she's about to give birth. So then the Gemara says, no, she's only permitted to Truma in the schools of the children that were born already. Yolud machal. Sheina yolud. Eino machal. Where did the Mishnah and the Gemara know all these dinim? That if she has a child from the Kohen, she eats Truma. The Rashi on the Gemara Yevamis quotes the Teres Kanam on this pasuk. Because the beginning of the pasuk were darshining al derech hadrash, the Teres Mateh is interpreting that it doesn't go on buying a bain or buying an eved knayim. It goes on getting a wife, Frankie's Nevishtin Kasto, goes on getting married. So how do you go by to the Yilid Beisa? So the Yilid Beisa, Hen Yochlu Belacho, means that even if the Kohen dies, and they leave Yolu, they leave a child or a grandchild, Hem Yachilu Belachmo. The child or the grandchild could be Machil, the mother or the grandmother, Bachilas Truma. Is this Dafke in the case when the husband died? What if the husband divorced his wife? The Gemara never has the face. It's a discussion in the end of Nedarim. The Sheikh Mekubet says in the end of the Nedarim, and the Afrainim talk about it. So Machloikis and Afrainim, what the din is. So strange. I didn't derise him. It doesn't say the Ferish what the din is. Very strange. She was once married to a Kohen, and they had children and grandchildren, and they had a whole family, and then the husband and the wife got divorced. The husband would have died, and she would have given him a heart attack. But he was smart. He divorced her before she gave him a heart attack. So she would have given him a heart attack, she would have killed him, poisoned him, then she would eat Truma. But she didn't give him a heart attack. He gave her the get. So if he gave her the get, does that break off her shaykhus with Kuhuna more? The get is better than Mises Hanbal? So she doesn't even eat in the schools of her children or her grandchildren or not? Or it's the same as Mises Hanbal?
She goes back to her father's house.
That's everything the reverse. The girl's father is a Kohen. She's a Kohen. Right. And she marries a non-Kohen. So then where did the husband die? What divorced her? she goes back to the other side.
Do we bring children to say to the Jewish?
No, they're not Jewish, not. So they're not the Siakas, that's why they have to be Jewish.
I mean, does it make a difference if she remarries someone else? That's called me for Jew. If she remarries, that also doesn't make a difference.
She marries them.
Yeah, carefully. That's what also means.
Then she's not allowed anymore. No. Even if she's a Kohen's mom, if she marries an non-Kohen, she's not allowed anymore. That's the other possibility.
Oh, so the grandchild wouldn't make a difference. So the grandchild wouldn't make a difference.
If she marries a non-Kohen, it doesn't happen. No. Even if she herself were a Kohen, it wouldn't happen if she marries a non-Kohen.
What's the date if Aishas Kohen has to move out? When you said that this thing that the grandchild is mocking the grandmother. That
has to be at least born already?
Yeah. Not Nuba.
No.
What
happens to the Aishas
Kohen herself as a
Nuba? Also, no.
It
has to be
born
already. Born
already.
Right. What's born is not Nuba.
What's the
Sakamara
about
that Nuba is the Kohen that Jesus is the Abadi? Right.
What's, so
that's another shot. If the father died. No, she has other children. She has other children.
Depending
whether she has other children.
In other words, if she just has Nuba. Then the
Abadim
of the Uber, wait, who's
the Abadim
on there?
The Ubers.
Because the
Uber
is your
issue,
even though
he's
not
important. Right.
So then the
Uber is Abadim. So that's the discussion in the Mishnah, whether the Abadim are permitted to eat from it. But let's say the other brother is with an Uber. So the Yerusha is divided among all of them. So before you made the Chaluk, can the Abadim eat the Trum? If you made the Chaluk, this is his, this is for the Uber. So the ones that are his Abadim, they can eat Trum. The ones that are the Ubers cannot eat Trum. Right, but before you made the halukah, it's a machlokes hatanan. Maybe I should say it's all krusus habayis and all the avonim.
But the mother can't. The mother certainly.
The only child she has is the upish in the nani.
And but then when he's born,
then she may.
Then she can.
If the only daughter is the kohen, then the nevet, so then the evet now will be Yerusha, will go to end up by Israel.
Yeah, the Kohen dies and
he
was a Kohen. And the Kohen goes to the Kohen, he goes to the to a non-Kohen.
Yeah.
It's only true. But the Kohen, in other words, if the Kohen is out of the Kohen, it's someone else. He no longer eats them. There are three parshias in the Torah of Moadim. One is Embor, one is Pinchas, and one is Re'ez. So there are three aspects, that's what Rasa Aleichi Kohen used to say every year. The three aspects for the Kedusha Sayyem of Yom Tov. There's the Yisim Malachim, that's in Parshas Samor. And then there's the Chavis HaMasotim, that's in Parshas Pinchas. And then the Chavis HaRegel. Then you have Riyach HaGigah Simcha, and you have Lul of Shaker, all the special mitzvahs, that's in Parshas Re'ez. How come the minik, how come the din is, that when we learn Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov, on the first day and on the last day is Yom Tov, so on the first day is Yom Tov, we learn from Emor, and the last day is Yom Tov, we learn from Re'ez. Why not Fakir? So basically used to say, maybe the reason was the following. Because Parsha Samor tells you the Yisra Malach. Yisra Malach we have to announce right away the first day. The people should know they're not allowed to do Malach. What are we going to wait till the last day? I'm going to tell them that last week, on the first day, you did wrong by doing Malach. So in case the people don't know, we have to lay Kriyas HaTorah and explain to them that there's an Yisra Malach on Yom. But Parsha Re'ez tells about the Chodesh HaRegel, Riyach HaGigah Simcha, so the din is that there's Tashlumin Kol Shiva. You bring down the last day on the also. There's no Beholah, there's no big rush to bring down the first day. That's what the Gemara says, that we learn the Parshas Emor, Parshas Re'ez on the last day of Yom Kippur. In Re'ez, it only talks about the Shalosh Adalah. You've got to say, you know, the Kippur Rosh Hashanah. That's because, unless the other two does, it's the same reason. Because there's no focus on Re'ez, there's no focus on Re'ez. Mm-hmm. There is a discrepancy here. The Gemara talks about between Parshas Emor and Parshas Re'ez regarding Sfirah Soimer. In Parshas Emor, it says, Tisperu Hamishim Yom. You have to count days. Tisperu says Hamishim, so the Rishonim says, Lav Dafkin is 49, the Rosh says. And then in Parshas Re'ez, it says, Shiva Shavuos Tisperu. You count the weeks, so the Gemara asks, which is it? So Abai says, Mitzvah Min Yom, Mitzvah Min Yishuv. You have to count both the days and the weeks. When you come to the end of the week. Yes, yeah, so here there's the Machlokes and Rishonim, the splits of the Mimni Shavui, whether that's only at the last day of the week, 7, 14, 21, and so on. Oh no, even on the 22, you have to say Shehen, Shlozer Shavuot, so you have an epic on it. How far he's gone in this diminishment, that's a machlekes. Okay, this machlekes is related to the nature of the din of mitzvah and the shavui. What is it? The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs writes to Feirish that mitzvah and the shavui is not a separate mitzvah. He says it's not going to count for the two mitzvahs. One to count today, one to count for you. And on the other hand, the Rabbi Yeruchim writes not so. Rabbi Yeruchim Perla in his Sefer Mitzvah, his commentary, and the Sefer Mitzvah, Sadiqan has a whole arichas on this. Of course, with the Rabbi Yeruchim, without a Muslim. Other people who are looking at Rabbi Yeruchim, no, I don't have Rabbi Yeruchim. So I saw it in Rabbi Yeruchim Perla's commentary. But other people have Rabbi Yeruchim. So this is the original. It's not a secret. Rabbi Yeruchim is on the opinion that there are two distinct mitzvahs. And he holds, he should really say two different brachas. He's not amigdash. When the spheres are in the words, they're right. He said, Rabbi Yeruchim Perla, he said two different brachas. One of the spheres are yamin, one of the spheres are shavuos. He says that the man is there, that spheres are in the Rabbanim, and he says everything changed. And he gives us a whole explanation why, which doesn't correspond to our views in the Gemara. He gives the whole story on it. So the Rambam holds that it's not two different mitzvahs. He says it's mitzvah, the ikka mitzvah really is to count the days. But when you reach past the point of seven, and you can combine the days and sum them up to a total of weeks and days, or weeks, so then the mitzvah of the Mimdi Shavu is a product within the mitzvah of the Mimdi Yoni. That's what the Rambam writes. He's not going to count these as two different mitzvahs. There's only one mitzvah of the Mimdi Yoni, basically. And the Shavuah is a prat within the mitzvah of the Mimdi Yoni. When I count seven, it's a stirring. Let's say a person has a lot of pennies on the table. So somebody asks, how much money? He has nickels and pennies and dimes and quarters and bills. Somebody asks, how much do you have? He says he has so many pennies and so many singles and so many fives and so many tens and so many quarters and so many nickels. He says, just tell me how much you have. What's the sahar cost? He tells me, $98.45. Gives you a sahar cost of some total. So that's what the Rambam says. The mitzvah of the Mimdi Shavu is to give a sahar cost to give you some total of how many days you have. So when it comes to this, let's say the 21st day, so we say, Shem Shloisha Shalua Brahma, not just have flooded up 21 days all over the place. Okay, you have 21 days, which adds up to some total of 3 weeks. And then tomorrow also, when we're going to say 22, tonight we're going to have 22. Say it's 22 days, which adds up to a sum total of 3 weeks and 1 day. That's just a way to count them together. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if the person counted the Yom and he didn't count the Shavuot? So the other thing was Yotzus, he did the mitzvah, Shavuot Bishlei Musa. He had everything plotted out. Instead of saying how much money he had, $98.54, he says I have so many singles and so many fives and so many tens and so many quarters and so many pennies and so many dimes. He didn't add it up. So but the other, you'll figure out on your own how much you have. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes that happens. Count the days, you didn't count the weeks, so the Yevad you would be Yotze. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, on the other hand, disagrees, and he says, no, that the mitzvah of the Shavui is a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. The mitzvah to count the weeks, a separate mitzvah. And he says that his mom, the English, he has two different words. So the Chari, he should be of the opinion, like some Rishayim Hall, the whole of Rishayim Hall, that the Iker mitzvah of the Mimdi Shavui is only at the end of the week. Just like a mitzvah in the Yom is to count every day when you have another day, you don't count now, 21 and a half days. And then later on, 21 and three quarters days. You don't count parts, fractions, does it? A mitzvah in the Shavua, you only count how many weeks is it? On the 7th day, the 14th day, the 21st day, you say it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and so on. You don't count Shehem, Shloshim, Shavuot, the Yom HaKadosh. You don't count units of the week, like you don't count units of the day. Hashem came to HaRambam, one for the Rambam, you can say like this, you can say like that, you can have both possibilities. When you want to say 22 days, does it really help if you say that it's 3 weeks and 1 day? Or you've made it more complicated. It's easier to say 22 days than to say it's 3 weeks and 1 day. So that's the Machlokes HaRishonim. Within the Rambam, if you hold like the Rambam, you can see both ways. But if you hold the like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the mitzvah of the Mimdi Shavua is a separate mitzvah, Rambam is a separate mitzvah, so the it doesn't make sense to count within the middle of the week. It should only be the end of the week. So that's what you say. What if the fellow forgot to count the fourth day? So the Bahad says in Mishnah Teminos, let's say he forgot to count the 13th day, he's also missing Teminos, but he counted the 7th day, and he's going to count the 14th. He's going to count 7, 14, 21, and so on. So he's going to count every week, the end of the week, so according to Mikra, then would only be possible like the Bahad. Bikaradin, Ruba, the Rishonim disagree with the Bach, and they hold that even if he missed a day, it's not a din of Tmimos. The Gemara says Tmimos, each day should be Tmimos. The It doesn't mean the whole year of 49 days should be finished. Each day should be a Sefirat Mima. You should count by Laila and have the whole day included. You shouldn't count by Yom. So you list the beginning of the day. You should count to the beginning of the day, Dahayinu by Laila. That's what the Gemara says in the Menachos. You list it, you count by Laila because it's Mima. So the Ha'ah came up with a new Ein Father. Mima goes on the whole unit of the whole 49 days of Sefirat. So Rav Rishonim disagreed with him. He has no more for the Gemara. He can't invent your own deal. But we'll choose to have chilus for the Bahag. But whenever there's any snit lahak, or whenever there's any other sheet to be made of any stuffy culture, then we're not choose for the Bahag. See here the base, I'll let you find it that if you're going to count 7, 14, 21, 28, and so on at the end of the week, so according to many Rishonim, that's a separate mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's nothing. According to the Rambam, that's only a prat within the mitzvah of Nimni Yomi. So if you miss any one day, then you're choose for the Bahag still. So you're not obligated to count by them. We follow the other Rishonim, we do count, but you can't say a bracha because of the bracha. But it's, according to many Rishonim, that mitzvah, the Nimni Shavu, is a separate mitzvah. And according to them, it's obvious that the mitzvah is only at the end of the week. So as long as you didn't miss the day at the end of the week, you count 7, 14, 21, even if you missed in the middle. So that would be enough to say a bracha at the end of the week. Because the Bahag Nikarev, we don't hold up the Bahag, we're just Choshesh Lahakil. Whatever is another Snit Lahakil will make her. If he didn't miss the days at the end of the week, so then that was the Beis HaLevi night for the So that, let's say you missed day number 12. So when you count on day number 13, you count without a bracha. You count day number 14. If you didn't miss number 7, then you may say a bracha. Then when you count 15, you cannot say a bracha again. Then you wait for 21, then you say a bracha. That's the Beis HaLevi night. That's the Beis HaLevi night. Okay. Now, Soloveitchik pointed out that there's a fascinating comment in the Tezkuni. Tezkuni was a contemporary of Rashi. He has comments on Rashi. He writes about Rashi that he's still alive and he's writing his commentary. Tezkuni, at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, had the old Girsa in the Sifro. That these two mitzvahs of Sfiras Omer, but not only is there a discrepancy that one it says Tisperu Hamishim Yom and the other one it says Shiva Shavuot Tisperu, there's another discrepancy. Here it says Aspartam Lachem Beloshen Rabbi in Amor. Here in Parshas Rei it says Shiva Shavuot Tisperu Beloshen Yochid. And the Sifra says that there's a difference. Shiva Shavuot Tisperu in Parshas Rei goes on Bezdin. Ainly Elo Bezdin. How do you know Minayin the Rabbis call Yochid Yochid? How do you know that the mitzvah applies to every individual person? The Spartan Lachem should take Sphil of Alechem V'yecho, that there are two mitzvahs. So the Vilna Goyim changed the gears in this Sifra, and he has a read like this, Yachol B'Bezin, one might think that it's only a mitzvah B'Bezin, Tavaloyma, Spartan Lachem, that it's not only a mitzvah B'Bezin. It's a mitzvah called Yachol V'yecho. So why does it say, Shushu Tisba Loch, 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 Yachol, sounds like it's a mitzvah B'Bezin? Like in the beginning of Parashat Bahar, it says, Tisba Loch, then it says, Yishu Kanav, Sefarta Lachol, Sheva Shach Shoshan. So the Rambam writes that this mitzvah is only on Bezin. Why? Because it's a part of a chok. Whenever it says Loshen Yochid, it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. How can Klal Yisrael do a mitzvah? Bezin HaGadol does it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Whenever it says Lachem, it's a mitzvah Choy Nisai Yochid, Akol Yochid Yochid. So the Vilna Goyim is Magia the Girsid. And instead of saying Shush is this Pulaf the Bezin, Minayin the Rabbis Kol Yochid Yochid Tal Maloy Maras Vat and Lachem, he changes it. Yochid the Bezin, Shush is this Pulaf, Yochid the Bezin, Tal Maloy Malachem, that it's not a mitzvah of Bezin, it's a mitzvah of Kol Yochid. So why does the Taka say Shiv Shus Tispoloch, implying Bezin? So the Gemara Menachos says, Tispoloch, Sfira HaKluya de Bezin. If you start counting in Machar HaShabbos, it doesn't mean on Sunday. It doesn't mean the first Sunday after the beginning of Pesach. It means the day after Yom Tov. Sunday is not part of the Bezin. You ask any guy, he'll tell you when the day after Shabbos is. It's Sunday. You don't need Bezin. Bezin is needed to tell you when Yom Tov was. So the Gemara knows that it's Dukim Arum, that Machar HaShabbos means the first day of Halamoy, Dayach means the second day of Pesach, and it doesn't mean Sunday, because it says, Tisbaloch, Sfira HaKluya B'Bezin. That's how the Goyim says, but the Cheskuni in the beginning of Parshas Bahar clearly had the old gears in the Sifra, that there's a separate mitzvah on Bezin of Sfira Sam, and there's a separate mitzvah on Kol Yachid V'Yachid. And the Cheskuni has the following fascinating comment. He says, when the Bezin HaGadol fulfills the mitzvah of counting the years of Shemitah V'Yovel, of Parshas Babas, of Parshas Lechor, he says a chiddush that they don't recite a bracha. Every Rosh Hashanah when they get up, and they say, Shana Zu, Shana Vishayna, L'Sfira, Shnei Sashmita. And then they get the place on the seventh year, they say, Shana Zu, Shana Shvi, Yisrininya, and Shnei Sashmita, Ehi Shna Sashmita. Or something like that. They count to what year until they reach up to the Yom. So the Cheskuni says they don't recite a bracha. Because the Gemara says in an office, when you tie the tzitzis onto the teged, you're not supposed to say a bracha, because kol dipashkin that tzitzis is a chevas gavur, not a chevas mona. If you would hold that klei kufsa chayov in the tzitzis, the Gemara says, if tzitzis would be a chevas mona, that the teged, even when it's sitting in the dresser drawer, is also mechuyev in tzitzis, then you would have to say a bracha when you tie the tzitzis onto the garment. You're fulfilling the mitzvah at that time. But the Gemara says, simply pashkin, it's only a chevas gavur. You're not mechuyev to put tzitzis in the garment that you're not wearing until you wear it. It's only a chayvus gavur b'shas ha'ravisha, that's what the Gemara says. And therefore, when you tie the tzitzis, it's not yet the kima mitzvah, that's just the hakana, that's just the hechsha mitzvah. But the Gemara says, kol mitzvah shasiyasa, lav gemar mitzvah, so ein levarach malah. Since the asiyah is not the gemar mitzvah is going to be when you wear the beged, so there's no bracha recited when you tie it on. Only kol mitzvah shasiyasa, gemar mitzvah, so then you say a bracha. So the Gemara api pshuta means to say that if you do a hachana to a mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. Tying in the tzitzis, the way we pass on the tzitzis is kind of gavur, it's not a kind of mona. So tying in the tzitzis is only a hachana, it's not the key, actual key on this. The Cheskuni goes even further, he takes the Lashon of Gemara literally, that even if you're doing a mitzvah, the Beis Hamikdash is counting which year it is, to the Minyan Shemitah Yovel, but they don't finish the mitzvah until they complete the count, until year number 15, they're saying, this year is Shnas HaYovel. So even though they're doing a mitzvah, but it's not Gemara mitzvah, so they're not finished with the mitzvah yet, so he says they don't say a bracha. So then he has to kasha, so how come our practice is that we say a bracha when we count spheres, we didn't finish it. I think on the last day, I think on the last year, I think he only did say a bracha. I think the Cheskuni, you have to take a look at the Cheskuni in the beginning of the Har. I think he says when they count on the 50th year, they do say a bracha. I think so. That's how siyasi Gemara mitzvah. So then the Cheskuni should have asked, but he doesn't ask exactly like that. He should have asked, how come we say a bracha when we count spheres? He doesn't ask that. He asked, how come when Beis Hamikdash counts spheres Omer? And Beis Hamikdash counts spheres Omer, why do they say a bracha? I should say it's not Gemara Mitzvah because it's not Shavuos yet. The purpose of spheres Omer is to lead up to Shavuos. So it's not finished till they count the 49th day. Some Achraim say, based on the Maharil, that on the 49th day you have to say, Hayarim Tisha Ve'avroim Yom Sheim Shibu Shavuos Bo'imu Ve'lamachros Shavuos. The Rabbanim say no, that the Maharil, in the Rosh Maharil, says that you can't. Shem Shiva Shavuot Bo'emet, period. And then he says, and tomorrow Shavuot. It's not that that's the Lashon that you count in the sphere. That's the Machlokes. But whether you say that in the sphere or not, most people don't say that in the sphere. But the Cheskuni implies clearly that that's the intention. When you count sphere Soimer, so the sphere is for the purpose of creating the Shavuot, Yom Tov Shavuot. It's Nikvah, they sphere Soimer. I haven't mentioned it. Tomorrow has not that. Hagiyah. And it's bothered with the kash when the Beis Hamikdash counts Sfiras Omer, they should not say a bracha. Just like they don't say a bracha when they count which year it is in the Shemitah and the Yom. And then once you take a bias discrepancy, the Gemara is bothered with the kash. Here it says in Parshas Amor that you count days, and there in Parshas Re it says that you count weeks. I find these are both right. Mitzvah the Mimli Yomei or Mitzvah the Mimli Shavuot. So Abdul Rashid thought that perhaps you can say for later, this part of days and weeks. But the Cheskuni seems to hold that there are two distinct mitzvahs. The mitzvah of the Beis Hamikdash is to count spheres there with an eye towards the future for the purpose of being kaveh Shavuot. So when they count every day, their mitzvah is not Gemar Mitzvah yet until Shavuot is going to come. Until the 49th day, then it's Gemar Mitzvah. But now they have been kaveh Shavuot, Al Nochem. But the first 48 days they didn't finish yet. But the mitzvah, kol yachid v'yachid, we don't have the responsibility, we don't have the ability to be kaveh yamim tov. That's the job of the Beis Hamikdash, to be kiddush ha'chodesh and ibur hashana, and to count spheres Omer for the purpose of being kaveh shavuos. So when you have the mitzvah, sfartam lachem, that it's achodas ha'yachid, that every individual Jew has the obligation to count sphere. So that's not for the purpose of being kaveh shavuos. That's the sphere of the shavuot. You're counting how many days have passed since Pesach. Mashiach came, you're counting the Beis Hamikdash, that's the sphere of habo, for the purpose of being kaveh shavuos. So that's what the
he
seems to imply like that the Beis Hamikdash shouldn't say a bracha because their mitzvah is not complete. If the purpose of their counting is similar to the counting by the Shemitah Yovel, to count, to create Shnas Yovel. But the Beis Hamikdash is also mechuyev, like every yachid v'yachid is mechuyev to count Sfira. Kol yachid v'yachid is not mechuyev for the purpose of being kaveh shavuot. What kind of bachma we to be kaveh shavuot? We don't do kiddush haKodesh, we don't do Yivra Hashanah, so we don't do kiddush shavuot. So it's not all about that. So what Sfira do we do? Time we count how many days it is since Pesach. So that's bar mitzvah. Every night we count, we finish with the mitzvah. It's not with an eye towards the future. The Beit Nagov says the bracha, the Torah is called Yachad Dira.
What about the cash that when you should count back, you should have two counting. You should have counting for B'nai like they were B'nai Adam and count upward, and you should have counting backwards to bring both.
Count down. That's what the chinuch is that kashya. Since you kaveh shavuot, you should count down. 49 days to go. 48 days to go. And so the chinuch is that kashya gives some kind of a teres. I don't know exactly what it says. Gives some kind of a teres. The old years are red. Shivushes tispalach to bed. Minayin the rabbis call Yachad v'Yachad Talmudai Masvart Alachem. She takes Shvil Chalach v'Yachad. If only God changes it, then it should be like this. Yachad v'Bezdin, Jewish is with Allah. Yachad v'Bezdin, Talmudai Masvart Alachem. Then it's not the Bezdin. It's like Hanoch has Tfilin, it's like Tzitz, it's like Shoyta Lakulam. There's no more mitzvah on Bezdin Agol than anybody else. But the old year said it's not so. There's a separate mitzvah on Bezdin and a separate mitzvah called Yachad v'Yachad. So that's fully clearly how the old year. Mamash is a separate mitzvah. And based on this, Rabbi Solovey should go perhaps even go further and say that you should split the mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of Mimni Shavuot is only on Bezna Dona, that the counting of the weeks is Kaveya Shavuot. So the counting of the days, that's the Kol Yachad V'Yachad to count the Shavuot. That was really our Derech HaPilpul. Okay, that part you can deal with. At the end of...
the question of the mitzvah. How would that answer?
No, he tried to explain the Gemara based on that. Amemar used to count only the days and not the weeks. He said it's only Zechel and Mikdash. And then the Gemara says that we don't do like that. We count the days and the weeks. Only the days and not the weeks. Why? Because it's only Zechel and Mikdash. So therefore, you only count the days. And then the Gemara says our practice is we count both. And the Balamar says but that's only a minute. But Mikra Adin Amemar's right. You only have to count the days. Why? Why do you only count the days? Why don't you count
the days?
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. She can't a whole lot of it. If you assume the Cheskuni, that the two different parshias, and the parshias Reza Chayvus HaBezna, the parshias Amoz Chayvus HaYochid, and you assume the two different parshias, this is counting Yomim, that's counting Shavuos, so we don't have to make a Zechut HaMitzvah that we never did this Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, only the Bezna Goro counted the weeks, but Yochid HaYochid only counted the days. That was a suggestion.
Why is that
the Bezna Goro? That's a saying that the Bizman HaMikdash, the sphere of Kol Yachad V'Yachad, is only on the days, not on the weeks. The Pasha Pshat, perhaps, in that Gemara, I don't know, others, I don't know if it's the Pasha Pshat. An alternate Pshat in that Gemara that Amem only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks because only the Rabbanan Zechel HaMikdash is, whenever you have a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash, you don't want to make it fully the way it was in the days of HaMikdash. You want everybody to know that there's no base on HaMikdash and there's something missing. So that's what Amem only counted the days and not the weeks, so it should be a Zechel HaChurban also. Not just the Zechel HaMikdash. People should know that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they would do more than this. We only have a partial mitzvah, half a mitzvah, because it's only Zechel HaMikdash.
That's the
Gemara,
that's in
Menachos? Yeah, at the end of Parshas Emor, there is a din that Rashi quotes, based on the Pasuk, with a brisk hezbet, it's mamish typical brisk. There's a special din by a Megadeth Pes Hashem. The Pasuk says that he gets skila. And it says in Pasuk Yudal, if the Samchu Kol Hashanim Esidehem Al Roshoi, they have to put their hands on him and say that Gamcha B'Roshech, it's your own fault by getting skila because you're Megadeth Pes Hashem. Special din that only applies to Megadeth Pes Hashem. Parshas
Emor.
Samchu Kol Hashanim Esidehem. So who does that? The Eidish, Hashanim. Why does it say Kol Hashanim Elu HaDayanim? Rashi says Hashanim Elu Eidim, Kol Hashanim Lohavi Yis HaDayanim. So the simple pshat in this din runs as follows. When the Eidim come to court and they testify what they heard, they say, the man said at Klala, he said, Yaki, yes, 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 you can be God of Hashem. So then, oh, give out. So Bezin has to stand up and have to recreate because they heard Gid of Hashem. And then Bezin heard the Klala. So not only do the Eidim have to do a smicha, Kol Hashem includes Afilo Hadayon. So that's a simple pshat. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that Bemis, it's very schwer. Why in the world do the Eidim have to say over the Giduf? Word for word. And Norma Shishamata the favorite. They tell the Yadin, you have to say exactly verbatim what he said. Every day when they have the court case against the Megare, he doesn't say over the whole Nusach HaKlola. He just says, he was Megare Bez Hashem, he said this, and he said that, and he writes it down on a piece of paper, he writes it down on a blackboard, and he shows them what he said. And he writes with Nukudis how he pronounced it. When they come to make the final Magdin, then the Din says the Yadin have to say the whole Nusach of the Gidu. So why in the world do they have to say the whole Nusach of the Gidu?
They could give the Havodah Seder by writing it on the blackboard. They could say the first word that he said was this, and the second word that he said was that.
Many
of you showed in the Pesach Chila quotes in Mitzvah that that's not called the Pesach Sova. Pesach Sova means if I write a letter and I mail it into Bezdin. What if I'm writing on blackboard while Bezdin is watching? So that's not called the Pesach Sova. And even if it isn't the Pesach Sova, even if you want to disagree with the Mitzvah, you can give a simple case where it won't be the Pesach Sova. Let's say the Eidim said he was Megadeth as Hashem. So the Bezdin says, how is he Megadeth as Hashem? So he says, well, the first word he said was this. And the second word he said was the fourth word in the following Pasuk, and they say the whole Pasuk. And they have the Shem Hashem or something. And they say he pronounced it like this. And they say, Apakah and a comment and this. And I pronounce the comments like this and Apakah. He can have himself, he can explain to Bezdin without saying the whole law of verbatim. So why do they require at the end that they should say, Amor Masha Shamayit of the Finish? It doesn't make any sense. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe it starts off everything backwards. The Torah has it been that you need Smichas Hashem, that you have to have Smichas Ha'edim and Sidayim before they give you the skila. But the Chumash says, Kol Hashem lo havi yisa dayanim. So you see that the dayanim have to do smicha also by virtue of the fact that they are also shenim. How are they shenim? So from this passage we derive that the Edim have to tell a Bezdin, a Nusach HaGidah, verbatim, in order to enable the Bezdin to do the mitzvah of smicha. The Pashup Shat is that the cause and effect relationship is the reverse. The Edim have to give Agodah Seders. They have to say the Gidah. That's the Agodah Seders. Once they said the Gidah, so the Medel, the Bezdin became Kol Hashemim. And then the Chumash requires that the Bezdin, the Torah's Kol Hashem, have to do smicha. But that's a pillar. Why the Torah says, should they have to say it? So maybe it starts the reverse. This is, if you want to know something that typifies brisk, this manish typifies brisk. When you take a cause and effect and you reverse the Seder. You say, no, the effect is the cause and the cause is the effect.
If the Gilead Mills knows that, I don't think it's cause and effect.
What happened?
The fact that they have to see, so we see that for some reason they didn't have to say the bearish.
In order to enable the Dayanim to do this mita.
In order to have to open what things that they have to do this mita.
We need something done tomorrow, so therefore we have to have something done today to lead up to tomorrow. Not that the Edom have to say Edis today, that this is part of Hilchos Eidos. No. Hilchos Eidos would have been finished, would have been perfect without that. You have to do the Amiris Agidus Mufurish in order to enable the Bezdin to do this mita tomorrow before it's Kol Hashem. Somebody published an essay in the last day of Yitzchak about something that he considered typical brisket there. I don't exactly understand why. Put a Rab Chaim about something, Kashizom, like Kashiros, but that's typical. That's a very atypical Rab Chaim. It's a very schwer Rab Chaim, and nobody really knows what Rab Chaim is talking about over here. It's one of the most difficult Rab Chaims in the whole Sefer. We don't know what he's talking about. I don't understand why that's a typical brisket there, but this is mamish typical. When you take everything at this fakeret, when you take it, the effect, you say, no, that's the cause, and the cause is the effect. This is what the Beis Halevi has on Chumash. He says, by matzah, he says that why do we eat matzah? Because Nei Salei matzah mitzvah. He says no. Chumash says, Babu zeh, Osa Hashem li b'tzeis mitzrayim. Babu matzah mor. The Rebbe Shlom didn't eat tzeis mitzrayim because of the matzah mor. Not that we eat matzah mor because of the tzeis mitzrayim. No, the Rebbe Shlom made the tzeis mitzrayim then. So should I ignore that we should have the mitzvahs of matzah mor with kodesh b'riyas olam? The Rebbe Shlom rigged history. Nor that should fit in with the mitzvahs of Torah. That's mamish bris. But the Beis Halevi has it by Yosef with the Baloi. The simple pshat is the Para had a cholam, and he was disturbed, and he didn't have pshat. Then the Sara Mashkin reminded himself that Yosef is around. He knows how to interpret, and then he went free. So the Beis Halevi quotes the Medrash. No, it was time for Yosef to go free. Kate Sam Lachoshech. It was the time his 2 years in prison were up. So it's time to go free. How is he going to go free? So the Baruch Shalom caused that parash to have a chalayim in order that Yosef should be able to go free. So the effect, it was really the cause. What happened later was what caused him to have the chalayim earlier. Fakir. That's why some people have the mistaken notion that typical bris means kineged asechel. Whatever's kineged asechel, that's more bris. Whatever makes sense is not bris before. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't think that that's acceptable. But sometimes you have what appears to be cause and effect. It's really in the reverse, not connected to Seifa. We're just mistaken. We thought that that's the cause and that's the effect, and it's really the reverse.
It's something, if you find an object and someone has, before the pilot had Yiddish, and you mentioned once that Rav Moshe brought Shabbat, where they had to become something, and when the person, you're not allowed to become it because it's not yours, or it's not yours because you're not allowed to become it, or something. Something like this.
Yeah. I mean, Meikar Adin, whoever finds something can keep it. If except that the Chayvus Hashava prevents you from giving it back.
Yes.
Common sense would dictate not so.
Well, common sense.
Just because the guy lost it, so he loses his ownership. So anybody who wants has a right to be claimed. It doesn't make any sense. You have to give it back because it's his. So the yeshiva, that's how Moshe says common sense. But he quotes his Rebbe, said not so. Right. And Mikra read in, whoever finds it, could keep it. Except the mitzvah Hashava prevents me from being claimed. Right.
Even if the Edom say what they heard the perish, but the Edom don't hear the guy say they hear the Edom say it. So they might as well just hear it. Anyway, they just know, you know, logically that he said it. So they might as well just tell him that he said it.
Without saying it verbatim.
Yeah, so
the Tanhoim understood it not so. They say, no, there's Shemim and there's Kol Hashem. Kol Hashem is a lower level than Shemim.
No.
They didn't really hear it. If they would have heard it, Mamish, it would have been Shemim.
Yeah, I understand that. So we see from the Tanhoim hold that even if they just know that he said it, that's enough to be considered Kol Hashem.
No, not they know. Let's say they heard all along that he said it. They don't recree it till the last day. When the Edom say it over verbatim, then they have to recree. You ask them, how did the Tanhoim know it has to be like that? I don't know. Okay, what are we going to do? This Shabbos is an SOY Shabbos. Anybody going to be here? What? Oh, I thought there's going to be a big crowd. Okay. I was going to invite everybody from my Shia to come Shabbos.